Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hope they're paying close attention because tonight the independent voice of Massachusetts has spoken.
It's a newly elected Massachusetts, well, Senator-elect Scott Brown in his acceptance speech on Tuesday. You know, they don't call him independent for nothing. Are independents getting more conservative or are they just a contrary group? Either way, they are how elections are decided in this country. A year ago, they sent Obama and a commanding Democratic majority to Washington. In Massachusetts, they seem to repudiate that decision. Let's get into this. Ross Baker is a political science professor at Rutgers University, and Jay Campbell is vice president of Hart Research, a polling firm. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross.
Let's begin with you, Ross. Independents. They're hard to figure, aren't they? And they're hard for political pros to corral, aren't they?
Political scientists hate them. Political scientists love Democrats and Republicans because they're more predictable. Independents are untethered. They kind of go with the wind. There was a time when, in fact, independents were kind of treated contemptuously because they were considered to be less educated and less affluent than voters with strong party attachments. Now that's not the case. Independent voters tend to be somewhat more affluent, better educated, but still highly volatile, unpredictable, mercurial.
So the smarter people are leaving the parties. Jay Campbell, tell us a little bit about the numbers. Are independents becoming more conservative, or are they just generally contrary to whomever is in power?
Well, first I'd say that in contrast to political scientists, pollsters love independents because they're sort of a fascinating group to watch and to follow. And I think, Miles, the answer is both. For one thing, as Ross said, by their very nature, they're independent. They are contrary. They don't fall into the neat categories that so often Republicans and Democrats can and do. At the same time, we've seen evidence that, in fact, independents are becoming more conservative over time. In a poll we conducted for the Wall Street Journal and NBC News in December, we asked independents straight up, have you found yourself over the past couple of years becoming more conservative, or do you not feel that way? And almost half, 48% of independents say yes, in fact, they have been becoming more conservative.
And this is over what time frame, though?
This is over the past couple of years. It was a vague time frame, but if you sort of work backwards, past couple of years, it does include the 2006 elections, where we found that the number of Republicans at that time sort of started to drop a little bit, the number of people who identified themselves as Republican.
So,
the theory being that a lot of former Republicans are now calling themselves independents, and thus becoming a bit more conservative. At the same time, as you pointed out, they voted for change in Washington in 2008, and I would argue in 2006 as well. Part of the reason that the Democratic Party is having so much trouble now with this group is because we found that they don't necessarily think that Barack Obama has sort of sealed the deal with the change in Washington that they were expecting and that they voted for.
So, Ross, the two-party system, is it being completely undermined here? Is this the end of the two-party system we're seeing unfold?
Well, I think for a time, in some states, you've had the electorate divided pretty much into thirds. A third Democratic, a third Republican, a third Independent. Democrats, of course, were said to be to outnumber Republicans in Massachusetts, but Democrats in Massachusetts are only 37%. Massachusetts, even as blue a state,
even the People's Republic of Massachusetts, 37%.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Democratic.
And I have another feeling, Miles, about what happened on Tuesday. And that may well be a revolt of the haves. I think that these were affluent people. There were also people, of course, living in Massachusetts already have health insurance. So the idea of piling national health insurance on top of state health insurance may have seemed to many of them to be redundant.
That's sort of close to the bone in Massachusetts itself. But Ross and Jay, I mean, it doesn't make me feel good that pollsters like independents, because I'm wondering, and maybe just taking the contrary view myself here, Ross, if this inchoate anger going back and forth, first in, then out, is a mechanism for making pretty bad policy of never getting anything done, Ross?
Well, I think that that's certainly a danger. When you have voters who really have no enduring set of views about what the appropriate role of government is, for example, sometimes thinking perhaps it ought to be more interventionist, other times less interventionist, I think it just complicates things, and I think it makes trying to figure out what the voters are thinking a lot more difficult. I mean, I agree with Jay that certainly we've seen a trend toward these so-called independents becoming more conservative, and there's a school of thought that says there really are no true independents. There are leaners, that there are independents who lean Democratic and independents who lean Republican, and I think if Jay's numbers are right, I think probably the leaning toward the Republicans seems to be the most recent trend.
All right, Jay, very quickly, give us a sense, factor this into the midterm election.
Well, the midterm election is going to be interesting, to say the least. And I think it's definitely true, to John's point a moment ago, that it makes things difficult to get done in Washington. But I would say that really, independents would agree with that, and that's why they're independent. They see partisanship as the real problem here.
Jay Campbell, Ross Baker, thanks for the political talk this morning. Appreciate it.
All right, coming up this hour, we're going to talk tech every Thursday, our tech segment. And this week, the Apple Buzz. Yes,
you're excited about this, aren't you?
They've got
really
an IT project.
Excited.
No, it's not a commercial for Apple. We're going to have a hard discussion of the IT product from Apple.
He's got notes on his Newton there.
First adopter.